Okay, let's see. We need to go on here to Bob, who's given us a call from Seattle. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, good afternoon, Doctor.
And thank you for being part of the rescue team so people wouldn't have to listen to me all the time.
Okay. Oh, you're pretty good to listen to, but now that I've passed 80 years of old, I notice that my reaction time in any given situation is slowed up by a fraction of a second. I don't react as fast as I used to when I was younger. Is there a supplement I can take to improve that?
That's usually a brain-dependent thing, sir. Are you doing any particular things to help with the brain?
No.
Okay. Well, that's where I'd suggest starting because I don't know of a study that says this supplement over there helps reaction time over here, particularly as a single supplement. But I do know that when people work on the overall nervous system, I can't tell you which part of it helps them get better, but they do get better quite frequently. So, what sort of things? Well, for one, the best studied is good old fish oil. That really helps with cognition in general, but it's a major part of brain membranes. The omega-3 fatty acids are. So, fish oil is one thing. Now, you'll
Is
also find, yeah, go ahead.
all omega made from fish oil, or are they interchangeable?
Okay, the omega-3 fatty acids are found in fish oil. That's the only
Okay.
kind that's in there, is the
Okay.
omega-3s.
Okay, good.
And those are the
And
so-called anti-inflammatory ones too. Okay, second
okay.
thing is something called phospholipids. All that means is phosphorus attached to fats, but there's a ton of that in the brain too. And one of the best sources of that happens to be the lecithin that they sell in all the natural food stores. Comes with a scoop in the bottle, and you can imagine what the amount is, one scoop a day. It's made from soy, but it has no soy protein. I want to be real clear on that. It's the fats from the soy, the phospholipids, and that helps with brain health too. There's those two things, and then, believe it or not, sir, there are studies that show that there are two natural elements, one of them's lithium and the other one's the amino acid taurine, that help us to grow new brains. Help us to grow new brain cells no matter how old we are. And I'm not kidding you about that one. Lithium in low doses, it's in all the natural food stores in 5, 10, and 20 milligram size. And they don't go any bigger than that because it could be harmful if we get to 40 or 50 or more, but not at 5, 10, and 20. And then taurine, Taurine, that is also in all the health food stores and Tahoma Dispensary and the compounding pharmacies. And that's an amino acid, and fortunately on that one, nobody's ever reported any overdoses. And it has some other benefits too. A large study of 35 different countries, the more taurine that was in the person's urine, the less likely they were to drop dead of cardiovascular disease. And the less taurine, the more likely they were. But anyway, if we go after it for a while with the phospholipids from lecithin, the fish oil, and those help to build brain. And then the lithium and the taurine, which help to stimulate brand new brain cells no matter how old we are. And I'm not kidding about that. Heck, I've been taking the lithium since the research on that came out in 1900, and I'm still with us. Then some people tell me they do start remembering things a little better, and they start with a reaction time is better. But it does take, no kidding now, it does take month, 2 months to start to notice anything.
Okay, I will do a follow-up on that. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we'd all like to hear if it worked for you, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.